there's been a lot of excitement regarding the election of Barack Obama as President of the United States. Many commentators have said that he's the first black man to enter the White House. We need to consider whether Obama really is a black man and whether one's skin color establishes a person's blackness. Blackness is in fact a historical experience forged in the anvil of slave history, of lynchings, of chains around necks and leg irons, of violence against the black people, of humiliation and segregation, of dogs being set upon people. Barack Obama has had no such experience. In fact, he has no historical experience of being a black person in the United States. He's not, for instance, a Malcolm X or even Martin Luther King. Barack Obama grew up in a white household, not in a black household. He has not lived in the slums of America. When people consider Barack Obama's record, I think it is important to consider that he is a figure of the establishment. Unless and until the American establishment supports anybody, it is impossible for a person to become the president or even reach any higher office in the United States. The United States is a very segregated society. In fact, some commentators have said that on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock is the segregated hour of the United States. What that means is that blacks go into their own churches and whites into their own, and there is very little mixing of the two. So it is important to keep in mind that Barack Obama does not come with an experience of the black people of the United States. We can also consider the appointments that he has made to his cabinet. For instance, his first appointment was that of Rahm Israel Emanuel. Now consider that. Imagine that. Israel is the person's middle name, and he is still an Israeli citizen who served in the Israeli army in 1993. So we should be careful when we consider Barack Obama's elevation to the highest office in the United States. Similarly, as soon as he got the Democratic nomination, his first appearance was at APEC, America-Israel Public Affairs Committee, there to pledge allegiance to the Zionist state of Israel, the same Zionist state that is perpetrating massacres in Gaza today. And yet, Barack Obama has been virtually silent about the massacres that are going on in Gaza. The excuses that he has offered is that he wants, or at least when he had not officially been sworn in as president, the excuses he offered was that he wants one president of the United States at a time. Well, if that were the case, how is it that Barack Obama could find time to issue statements about the attacks on Mumbai on November the 26th, and yet when the slaughter is going on in Gaza and has been going on for weeks, Barack Obama has decided to be silent about this massacre that is going on? In fact, the only statement he made was that if his daughters were attacked while they were sleeping in their bed, he would react in the same way. Well, I think we should ask Mr. Obama, how about Palestinian children being attacked in their beds? How about Palestinian mothers being attacked in their beds? How about Palestinian boys being murdered in cold blood by the Israeli bloodsuckers and with weapons supplied by the United States of America? So I think it is important to keep in mind that Barack Obama's silence on Gaza is actually acquiescence in the crimes that the Zionists are perpetrating. Finally, I think it is important to keep in mind that people should not have very high hopes of Barack Obama. Anything would obviously, and anyone would be better than the disastrous 8 years of George Bush. But I think it would be unrealistic to expect that Barack Obama is going to bring peace in this world. In fact, people should be very concerned that perhaps under Barack Obama, Africa may be the next target of American imperialist aggression, because the resources of Africa are being coveted by the United States that is today running bankrupt. It has destroyed its own economy as a result of wars, as a result of foolish policies, and as a result of these Ponzi schemes that Bush allowed to continue in the United States so that the country has been run aground. And so, it is quite possible that the United States may be aiming to target Africa now. And what better choice than to have a black man in the White House who would justify these crimes against the people of Africa by an African sitting in the White House. So I think people of conscience, particularly Muslims, should be very wary of the kinds of policies that Barack Obama is going to pursue. We should not have high hopes of him. Once again, Barack Obama represents the American establishment. He does not come through a black experience at all. And that's an important fact to keep in mind when one evaluates Barack Obama's presidency.